I was listening to Kona the Friend. He's a cool rapper. What I hate, and his whole catalog is just chill, vibey, mellow rap. There's a lot of rappers like this. Like I said, there's a subgenre that likes different types of raps, right? The issue I have is that I am aware of that, and people be like, you can dominate in that lane. Of course I can. That's a cool lane to dominate in. The issue is you got niggas saying, I wish that he wasn't so monotone. I wish that bullshit. Nigga, shut the fuck up. If people just accept artists for their respective genres that they, lanes that they in, without his fucking problem. I remember a song she called Code of the Friend, Kendrick Lamar thing. A lot of motherfuckers are like, Code of the Friend is a Kendrick Lamar clone. No, the fuck he's not. Just like I told you, this is how retarded fans are. All they needed to hear was a chill, laid-back voice, some social commentary, and a jazzy beat, Kendrick Lamar. That's some stupid shit. Just like how this one retard said, Ka is an MF Doom impersonator. I had to fucking jump in the fucking comments and say, bro, all because someone has a monotone voice and rap multisyllabic rhyming is not MF Doom. Fuck you talking about. These fools know they sound retarded because when you correct them, they like your comment. They just want a fucking reaction like they ain't got no attention at home.
It's too much music. Hope you doing something. There's a lot of time before you're saying that very June, it was a Don Kenny clone.
How? And you rap with a smooth tone over jazzy beats. And that's how these niggas, do it. It's weird because you have your own sound, rap over your own type of beats.
It's trash. It's garbage. It's trash. That shit garbage, bro. I don't like that shit. That shit mid. That shit trash.
And only when you hop on a beat that is like sounding like something that reminds you of something else, it's made fuck with you. Why you think when I said that song, I forgot what was it called? What's that fucking song I sent the door yesterday, last night? What's the name of that song? When I sent that song, Fifth Column, that was just a typical boom bappy song. A beat that any boom bappy rapper couldn't rap on. Niggas ate that shit up. They ate that shit up. Right?
Oh, that shit cool. Who is that? That shit fire.
You know why? Because the beat sounds familiar. I noticed that. When I sent that fucking song, 98 NBA Finals, where I was using like metaphors and similes of basketball, you know the shit I normally do. If the mixing was better, even though I've heard a lot of underground rappers that have fucked up mixing and fans don't care, niggas really think we're trying to compete with the industry. So, but niggas don't like change. You see what they're doing to Makami, and Makami is motherfucking Haitian, and he's tapping into his Haitian roots. But when they hear someone singing auto-tune on an uppity beat, and like I told you, when these fools are only used to you being one way, it's a because they don't want you to do anything outside. Because they know that when a rapper tries to do anything different, that's when we lose him. That's when he falls off. That's when he goes, that's when he's washed. That's when he sucks. That's when he's garbage. And if he gets enough hate, let me go back to my old sound. Let me go back to my old style. And then it's either one or two things happen. Either one, they like, yay, rejoice. Or B, it's like you're going back to form, but you're really not. But why would you want him to? Because when he was consistently with that sound, you said it was boring. You said he's a change it up. You said he's to fucking try something different. And he does that, and it's a problem. Just shut the fuck up. If you can't fucking figure it out, shut the fuck up. You're fucking the artist up. They in the studio recording music, trying to appease niggas. Because a little, oh, he's a goat. Oh, he's underrated. Oh my God, he's amazing. Man, I'd rather have no pads. That's distracting. It is. It's very distracting. It's very distracting. Shit. Look at Boley James. They want to switch it up so bad, but they don't want him to. Why? Because they know he's on a winning formula. And they don't want to fuck it up. So deep down in the back of their mind, ooh, I want Boley James to rap more fucking, like, more hype. Ooh, I want him to rap fast. Ooh, I want him to play with different fucking flow tones, even though, like, different vocal pitches, even though y'all don't even like that. These raw, grimy hip-hop heads, they don't fucking like Kendrick because he does that. He's trying to sound different. Y'all don't want niggas to sound different. If they see that you got a hint of fucking lyrical ability, all they want to hear you on is Poor Man versus the Boom of Pop of Primo beats. They want to hear you rap over some fucking either Henry Ford type shit, some, if you want some chill vibey shit, some Cooking Soul type shit, some fucking Primo type shit, and you better have bars. If you don't, your bars are not strong enough, which just sounds retarded. It makes no sense. And it better fucking are some Alchemist type shit. Are bad, bad, not good. Underrated fucking, you know, underrated producers. Are on some fucking Conductor type shit. Know what I'm saying? It better be on that type of shit. If not, problem. And it's off the beat and everything. I got beats that are inspired by Godzilla. Right? So if I were to find a beat or for a co-produce a beat, so I have a sample that's on some fucking Godzilla shit, and I add the drums to it, the first thing someone's gonna say is, because I think I got the crate, because they got like a sample pack that has like some Godzilla type of, let me see the crate lead. I know I have it, because I got it before. Lab Leak is cool. They're cool. They're cool. I think it's Tabs 11. I think this is it. Let me see. Yep, this is it. I can tell. Okay, I didn't use that yet, but that shit sounds fire. But like I said, I don't think I do is add some like beat butcher drums to that shit. That's some Godzilla shit. And I start writing to that shit. Yo, that shit fire, bro. That shit fire, bro. That's what I'm talking about. It's that real rap. Cool. Bang. But however, if I start fucking rapping on beats that don't resemble any of that, if you add a monotone delivery to that shit, you like a West Coast Boley James, right? You're like, because here's the thing. If you don't accept that, it's like you feel like you're better. I don't feel like I'm better. I fuck with Boley James. Huge fan. If you don't, it's like, why would you not accept that? Because you compare me to, first of all, I fucks with Boley James. Heavy. I fuck with Godzilla. Heavy. The issue is you're reaching. That's one. And you put this battery in my fucking back. See, I don't take it when people put a battery in my fucking back. Oh, you remind me of Kendrick. Like I told you, all you need to do is do this. Rap with a chill tone. All you gotta do is do this. Rap with a chill tone. I'm leaving these rappers at home. You don't really want it, my nigga. I can like rap like a suicide when I be up in the vendor and it's never in the room to ride when I come in the fender business. Get up on fucking beats and I show you the way I do it. Thinking that you are better than me, homie, I got that fluid. That's the only thing I'm not, like, let me get on the beat and say this. Niggas be talking shit, but my nigga, you don't want to do it. You see how Kendrick adds emphasis to that, which I don't do. But let me do that. Niggas be talking shit, my nigga, they don't wanna do it. My only question to you, my nigga, you really stupid. Homie, I'm from that fucking killer Cali, I put the mother. You see what I'm saying? Get on the niggas, seven that phone, I'm on the niggas, got on the niggas, I be your fake hitters, dumb on you niggas. I been like, young banana cars with the venom. Niggas be talking that camera, they're 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 famous. When I get on beats, I come and do the riddles. If I rap like that, that's Kendrick. That's Kendrick Lamar. And that just means we both got the same vocal tone. If I can mimic this nigga, just off of you hearing that, I bet you be like, yo, this nigga is imitating Kendrick pretty well. Now, let me, I bet you, they'll say if he rap more like that, he be goldie. You calling niggas ghosts for being copycats.
Okay, and it's clear to me that when I see on TikTok, you got niggas who be trying to sound like Earl Spencer to a T? And I be really wanting rappers to mimic other rappers.
You do. They can't beat themselves. That's a problem. And it's a huge problem when you tell a rapper who has their own beat, their own sound.
That shit is.
Let me sit there, hop behind the beat and be like, get up on the microphone and show them how I do it. You must be out your fucking brain. You must be really stupid. Straight from the West Coast, my nigga, the belly of the beast. You will be like, he's trying to sound like Kendrick. You get two reactions. One, yo, this gives me Section 8 vibes. This is better than a new Kendrick. Because they're, and trust me, you know why they say that? Because they're looking for replacements. Remember I told you about, about remakes? Don't think for a second niggas ain't looking for niggas to replace Kendrick. Because K.N. was supposed to replace Logic until he found his own sound. And everybody was comparing K.N. to fucking Logic until he found his own lane. And I really want you to go through that copycat phase on purpose. You already got your lane. Why do I need to do that?
Because it's easy to gain fans like that.
You gain fake fans like that. Why would I gain a bunch of niggas that like me for sounding like someone else? If you want old Kendrick, go to his old albums. Why do fans get so obsessed of niggas sound like niggas that you can just listen to? You like Walmart versions of other rappers. And he complain about why niggas sound like everybody else.
That shit crazy. The fact that they really try to compare what do you see on their face that calling a friend is a Kendrick Lamar clone sickens me. Because let's be real, fans are notorious for only hearing one song or two songs. And then that's your whole catalog. Notoriously. Like, if I hear, like, trust me, I've seen it in comics. You can tell.
Like, if the first time you ever heard me was Piece of Cats. And that song I did back in 2018. We're talking about 7 years ago, I made that song. And if you think that's my whole catalog, you're stupid. And niggas will do that too. They will think that's your whole catalog. That's you. That's you. That's who you are. I already said in my last podcast, what makes it so corny, you call it like Drake is corny because he's not being himself, right? He's not being authentic, right? Cool. But what's more cornier is when niggas have an artist that have his own unique sound. And you want him to make music that's catered to the industry. Like what Drake does. And you want this nigga to water down his sound and take whatever that's unique of his, rip it out, and be a cardboard copy of another fucking rapper. But then you will clown Drake for not being his authentic self. Like y'all really want artists to be themselves. This is fucking video going around. Audio thing. Where Lil Wayne pretty much told Drake, be yourself. Keep it Canadian, bro. Be you. When Drake was being himself, he was considered corny. That shorty, you the best. Best I have. That's him being himself. Right? That's him being himself. Niggas did not like him doing that. They called him lame, trash. Why are you over being so emotional, talking to these girls all emotional? That was his stick. He could have stayed like that. But you know how fans are. After a while, switch it up. If y'all niggas, again, how you gonna say to an artist, he sounds so good, he's so consistently good, and then tell him to break the consistency? He's so good at doing this one thing that is boring. Change it up on us. And then if he changes it up and the shit don't sound good, clearly that nigga is not good at being diverse. And why is that even a fucking thing at this point when you have artists who are successful at being consistent, at making that, having a lane? Ain't that the whole fucking goddamn point? Is find a lane and dominate? You got niggas who don't even want you to do that. If the lane that I'm in is chill, vibey, boom, bappy rap, which is probably in the same vein, I can do a Code of the Friends type of fucking goddamn song. I can do a fucking Evidence type shit. I can do a fucking, who else? Currency. But be yourself. Yeah, I can be myself. But you don't want me to be my full self. Like anime girls and all them songs. You know why? Because if you can't picture yourself listening to those songs, or if you can't picture a particular fan base, because when I was making those kind of songs, I was making them for myself. I look around, one person put these songs in their playlist. Niggas don't want you to do that. Even these fucking goddamn music bloggers, they don't like it when you have your own unique sound. They want you to be something that's easy to fucking digest. Again, that's the same shit that a fucking label will fucking tell you. Water it down. So it's cool. It's like with AI. You attack Drake for using AI. You attack a label for using an AI artist. Yet you got people, fans, who make fan-made albums using AI, and motherfuckers are parading them like it's cool. Right? You tell artists, be yourself, be unique, be yourself, stand out, be yourself. But the hell you have to go through to be yourself? Up, don't rap like that. Why is he rapping like this? Why is he sounding like this? Why is he rapping on those kind of beats? This beat is fucking weird. This song is fucking weird. What is this concept? This is weird. But at the same time, complain about niggas making the same shit. That makes no sense to me. I've been saying shit for fucking years. Niggas be like, nah, just ignore it. Nah, fuck that. That shit gets annoying after a fucking while. At first, I was like, the fuck? But after a while, and after Cocaine told me, after seeing a lot of people telling me, even to this day, even after I found the niche, I found the sound, I found the pocket, all of a sudden, you don't sound good over fucking jazzy beats. What? I don't like what you're making. Can you make hyperpop? Now, these are just dumbasses. But the whole majority is mostly positive. Unless I go on Dorky and I send a fucking song and you see a bunch of niggas saying some shit like, I hate when this shit ass, this shit trash. So I fucking double back, hop on a beat that sounds like an every other fucking boom bappy song beat, make a fucking easy hook, send this shit to Dork, and that same person that be in the fucking chat call my shit trash,
that shit fire, I give it an A.
The fuck? But the song where I have my own unique sound, but of course, they'll openly tell you out of retardedness.
You don't stop trying to be different.
Stop trying to be different. But at the same time, you want niggas to step out their comfort zone. Man, shut up. Like, niggas literally want every underground rapper to mimic everybody else. Hence why y'all like making dumbass comparisons. And once they can't fucking see anything that's familiar to the next man's shit, trash. I don't want to hear,
it's just not a good song.
No, fuck that. Because it's never the case. Y'all like using that shit. It's never the case. Even when a nigga like me wanted to push my pen. Nigga, I like rappers like Lupe Fiasco. I wanted that to be my thing. Just be complex and crazy. And niggas was like, nah. Be fucking vibey and chill and blah, blah. Even with that got problems. Because if I do that, then it's like, oh, he's boy. And it's weird because on one hand, he's so smooth and chill and nonchalant and effortless and confident in his style. Other hand, oh, you're fucking boring, scared of the microphone. Come on, bro. You're gonna bore the listeners. When they say the listeners, they mean the fucking average fucking rap fan. Better yet, these fucking review shows, they tell you, man, you gotta make music for like the average rap fan. The average rap fan's not gonna like this. They're literally telling you, water down your sound to make it easy to digest. You dig? This is the underground, by the way. They're telling you, every review show you see on TikTok, they tell you this shit. They tell you this. To tell you to water down your sound for the fucking masses. You ain't even signed yet. This song I got is called Above the Law. Co-produced by Fionn. And I'm rapping chill with it. Started with a pen, a pad, and a few rap tunes. Off of that.
Man, why is he rapping like that?
Keep in mind, that nigga Kendrick Lamar made a fucking song called Meet the Fucking Grams, rapping with a very chill tone. But there's certain parts he got aggressive. And why the fuck do you care? You let fucking goddamn Drake get away with being monotone. You let 21 Savage get away with being monotone. You let motherfucking goddamn Earl get away with that shit. Let me keep going. In the underground, because you got hip-hop, old school hip-hop heads doing this shit, and underground fans doing this shit. You got Evidence doing rapping monotone, no one don't fucking say shit. You got Nas, who raps monotone, no one don't say shit. Nas' favorite rappers is fucking Rakim and Guru. Fuck are we talking about? You dig? You ain't never seen a single song where that nigga fucking Nas raps with different vocal pitches, and then when he try to do it on his Lost Tape song, his Lost Tape 2 album, that niggas was not fucking with how the fuck he was flowing. Let's be fucking real with it. Y'all don't even like when he scream his fucking goddamn vocals. You're a chill vibey rapper. Which one is it, fans? Are you gonna be chill or monotone? You can't just sit there and one side says, oh, Larry June is such a smooth, chill, vibey rapper. Next on the other side, oh, he's fucking goddamn, he's just a fucking boring ass rapper. I don't see why people like him. And it's funny how y'all, that's how y'all say that retarded shit when his fans are telling you why. Don't ask dumb questions. Because a fan will fucking tell you, oh, I like that he makes vibey music. I like the fact that he's cool to listen to. I like the fact that, but again, hip-hop hates vibey rap. So once they hear you on a fucking song that is on some vibey shit, by the that shit's trash. Fuck what you're talking about. Based on my fucking experience and what I've seen people do to people who make music in my circle, they don't care. If it ain't hype, we ain't fucking with it. Let me keep on reminding you. And the only reason why I keep bringing this shit up because of how contradicting and stupid it is. Years ago, I sent a fucking song to the homie Dorky called fucking Return of Chill Rap. Remember what the fuck that damn song is called? Return of Chill Rap. It's vibey chill shit. Right? This chick gave me an 8. Right? But how y'all niggas review, how y'all niggas review shit, y'all think a 7 means trash. And I don't know where the fuck y'all niggas got that from. Because 6, 7, 8 is not trash. 1, 2, and 3 is trash. 4, 5, and 6 is I are mid. When it gets to that fucking 7, 8, 9 mark, is good. You got niggas that review a fucking album, give it an 8, and call it trash. How do you do that? And no one ever fucking checks them. How you gonna, oh, it was not that good. Nigga, you gave it an 8. Do you know how ratings work? Do you know how they work? From 1 to 10. 10 meaning great. If it's 10, 9, 8 is in the great area. 7, 6, 5 is I. 3, 2, 1, garbage. And 9 to 10 times, what y'all niggas look at as garbage is songs that either don't got a replay value or the beat's too weird because you can't imagine because you're thinking like, who's this for or where can I play this at? Y'all forget that there's people who just literally listen to music on their phones, on the bus. Y'all think it's just clubs and cars. And half y'all niggas who say that don't fucking even drive. I remember some retard said that shit on my fucking song on SoundCloud.
I can't picture driving the whip to this shit.
Like, who can't make whip music? And even like, do that shit.
That's a 3, bro. I'm not feeling this shit, bro. I hate vibey rap. I'm not feeling this shit.
As if there was no vibey rap songs in the 90s. Right? Because either, dude, like, if you think that's not hip-hop, you're fucking retarded. You ain't from the West Coast. There's a lot of fucking songs that came out in the 90s that's for the cars. You got niggas that fucking made songs that had a Jeep remix. When Jeeps were very popular back in the days, they actually had Jeep remixes of songs just to play in the fucking Jeeps. Like, fuck wrong with you niggas? You act like there was no fucking, like, bro, Keith Sweat had those songs that go boom, 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 boom. What the fuck you think those fucking extra hard drums were for? You to bump them in the motherfucking Jeep. Man, fuck wrong with niggas. It's always been you. There's always songs for the fucking cars in the 80s and 90s. And for some odd reason, you got these niggas making it seem like it's wrong to make songs like that. Shut the fuck up. Man, what makes it worse when you make music for you because you know what you want. You know what your fucking, your style is and what you do and your strengths are. Niggas want you to play so much. They want you to be a perfect artist. They want you to play in every fucking weakness. If your weakness is fucking double entendres, do that. If your weakness, like, they want you to be a perfect artist. Nigga, there is no such thing. You can build one with AI. Because not everyone is complex. And let's be real. Y'all niggas like to put rappers in a box so that even they try to build some lyrical shit, you'll be the first to say,
I hate when Mike be on that bar-we-bar lyrical shit. I don't think, my opinion, I don't think that he's lyrically strong enough to make those kind of songs. He ain't got a bunch of double entendres here and there, but they come off as weak and sometimes cringy.
As if Eminem don't have no fucking... Let me stop. But then when we don't add the punchlines, the metaphors, the double turns, and all that shit, where's the buzz? Where's the metaphors? As a rapper, you're supposed to do that. Hell, when I do it, you niggas call this shit corny. Or worse, it's not strong enough. Like, don't fucking make demands on what an artist should do. We don't know what the fuck you talking about. You shouldn't even make demands at all. Because it's more than just critiques. Now it's just you making demands. Man, shut that shit up. And then trust me, like, well, you know, there is no nigga, I'm not you. You will never have, never see me sit there and take it that far where I will try to, like, use a rapper I fuck with as a goddamn vending machine. You know, can you, you know, hop on a boom bappy beat, rap a little bit faster, and also, hop over, you know, rage beats, and also auto-tune. Boom, give it to me. And the shit comes out, and the shit sound garbage. Whose fault is that? Now, you can say, well, it's the artist's fault. No, it's you. One thing the artist do is both. The artist doesn't think for himself. He's trying to, my fans, and these niggas ain't even your fucking fans, because your real fans ain't gonna fucking sit there and play this vending machine game with you. They know what your strengths are. They know what your sound is. They want you to keep doing that. That's cool, but the only fucking annoying thing about that is that if you choose, not them telling you, you choose to switch it up, hop on beats that don't sound the same, they'll tell you, or openly say, but I like that. But you want to change it for you. They will sit there and say, I'm not feeling that. I like it better you rap on beats like this. I understand that you don't like making the same shit, but I prefer that you do this. This is you. You know what I'm saying? It's like kind of you trying to tell me it's beneficial if I rap fast. I never seen no one tell me it's beneficial to rap a certain way. For what? Because I sound like the fucking type? Or you have a pedestal where you want niggas to be on? That's what everyone does, man. When they, you know, critique your shit, they want to see is what you making is on the same pedestal as what their favorite rapper is. If you're a lyrical rapper, you know a rapper's rapping that. You know, looking at all these rappers in the game, you know, because you know everyone is beefing now, and I'm trying to see who can be a fucking, you know, threat to me. You know what I'm saying? You know who can I fucking see is a fucking real MC that I can battle. You know what I'm saying? And this is why I make fun of niggas who do that shit, because y'all niggas didn't have that fucking energy until now. That's why I make fun of you niggas. I see a lot of y'all niggas trying to fucking hop on that Drizzy Drake. What's that shit? BBL Drizzy dissing Drake. Am I going to do that? I was thinking about it, but no. I hate that beat. I mean, if the vocal... I mean, that beat is aight. It's just too many, you know, the vocals. And I get it. Everyone like, yeah, let's diss Drake. Yeah. And I get it. You know, niggas get attention for that. But nigga, I ain't doing that shit. I was thinking about it, like, nah. Because some people don't know what the fuck a remix is. I remember when that fucking, what's that song called? Boombox, Speakerbox. That beat was fire. I'm not going to lie to you. And that beatbox, that beat was fucking fire. I hopped on that fucking remix real quick. And I was promoting it. And some retard going to tell me, you know, A, trying to be a fan of mine. Man, can you be more unique? I'm tired of y'all niggas telling artists to be unique. Then we be unique. You complain about it, say you don't get it. Stop saying that. That's what needs to be done. Stop saying that. Shut the fuck up. Stop saying that because you don't fucking mean it. We hop on beats with unique samples is a no-go. When we hop on a beat that's like, what? Like this beat above the law. Let me see. Now, I can probably tell it's like on some fucking Dr. Dre shit. Niggas be like, I wish he had more energy.
Because if that was me, I'd be like, ah!
But bitch, I'm not you. And that's the thing about you niggas. You do not respect when niggas have their own fucking goddamn style. And even in this particular song, I say I miss the days when niggas can have their own style and it can coexist. You ain't never seen a bunch of rappers on the same track and every motherfucker sound the same. And it, like, back in the 90s, early 2000s, niggas was rapping with a different sounds and they worked. Nowadays, niggas be wanting, like, if the main rapper is rapping like this, then everyone copies that main rapper's flow when they add a little pinch of their own swag to it. That's stupid. Nigga, I want to rap how I want to rap. Niggas be changing up rules, adding rules, moving the goalposts, all of this shit. And you nigga, you think this is okay? I don't think so. It's not okay. So I just brush that shit off. How do you praise rappers for breaking the rules, you know, the mainstream, right? And then when the rapper try to break rules in the underground, it's considered, oh, you trash, you garbage, man, you short, nigga. Niggas don't want you to be you. They want you to be what the fuck they see you as being. It's fucking stupid, if you ask me. I'm just being real with you. I'm just being dead ass. Niggas just want you to be what they think that you should be. Half the time they want is whatever's on the radio. Now there's this beat pack, and this is weird. I guess no one was not buying this fucking beat pack. And I don't know if the beat goes doom 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 doom. I'm like, I'm fucking with this beat. And it's like probably four beats I fuck with. And this is back when I used to buy, every time I used to buy like a beat pack, maybe from TaylorMade Beat and On Demani, they always come with beats. Beats, extra beats already have. So it seems to me no one's not really buying those beats at all. Because that's been that beat, that deal for those beats been around since 2020. Before I had my daughter. And no, 2021. Like probably 4 months, like 2022. Like a year and a half after my daughter came out. And that dude been sending that beat for them beat packs for like a long fucking goddamn time. So I said, I bet. I have the money to fucking buy him. So maybe I'll get them. I know I'm not going to get the Lil Wayne feature. I hate that I didn't get the Currency feature. Because if I had the money, my nigga, I would have got it. But I didn't have the money to get it. And it sucks. I'm like, but you don't need them big features. You're already good. Shut up. But it's weird to me. Because the reason why I say shut up, because every time I send a song, when it's not, the intention is not to make a hit, I'm just doing my thing. And y'all hear, niggas would hear this shit and be like, man, cocaine should be on that fucking goddamn hook. Man, nigga, a sugar-free feature could have been on this shit. That's why. So don't get mad when us artists buy these fucking goddamn beat packs with these fucking big artists on them, like Lil Wayne, Gucci Mane, and y'all looking at us like we stupid. Knowing damn fucking well that y'all niggas be like saying, yo, add this feature, yo, add this feature, bro. Yeah. Nigga, I just add features that make sense. I got a song with Planet Asia. You know what I'm saying? It makes sense. This is my favorite fucking rapper. I got a fucking West Coast beat pack. I got a corrupt feature that I'm trying to fucking, you know, get off. I had it. I had the original verse. I didn't like it. And then I got a fucking Razzcast feature I haven't even used yet. I have a Crooked Eye feature I haven't even used yet. So what the fuck are we doing? If I sit, like, what the fuck are we doing? And even with that, You know how dumbass South fans are. Most of these niggas just be, if you look at most of these rappers, they just don't put no heart in their fucking verses. You can tell. They don't put no effort in their fucking verse. They just go in and get out. Now, it's just crazy. But that's why I said what I said. You're like, but Mike, you know, like, we don't mind. It's like, nigga, fuck out. That's why I don't fucking do that. Like, I don't really care. I don't care. I just put out my music and keep it pushing. I ain't trying to be big like that. Niggas think we upload music. You're not going to make it. It's uploading music. What if I told you I'm not trying to fucking make it and I don't care about being famous? Then they ask the retarded question, then what are you doing it for? Because I want to. It's funny. Y'all will call a rapper that only made music for the money and fame. Oh, you culture vote. Oh, you industry plant. Oh, you garbage. You ain't doing it for the money and fame. When a nigga is making music and he ain't for the money and fame, he's doing it because he fucking wants to. And the nigga got potential. And you sit there and you say, come on, man. You could blow up. And we all know what happens if a nigga blows up. You sit there and said he fucking fell off. I miss the old underground you, even though his first two songs was just him taking his underground sound and putting it into the mainstream to see what the fuck happens. It's a whole fucking new ball game when you're fucking mainstream. It is. It's not just your core fan base. Now you got mainstream fans listening to you. And then if their asses hear some shit that hits their ear and they hit that radar, guess what I gotta fucking do? I gotta make songs that similar to that shit and my underground shit, which they ain't gonna fucking really like. So someone told me, yo, I like your song we make anime girls. I can't make songs like that now. I miss making songs like that. You can't tell me, Mike, be you, be yourself. And then when I make songs like anime girls or a song like where I'm trying to be an anime character, shit like that is corny, which is weird to me because that's not what the fuck corny means. Again, that's why niggas be capping. That's why niggas be faking. Because when they be their true self is fucking rap shit, you call it garbage. It's kind of close. Even you little, oh, cool, real rap. Y'all niggas do the same thing. If a nigga ain't making black hoodie, gutter rap, we ain't fucking with you. But at the same time, be yourself. And then when they become a fake character because they can't be themselves, because they get chastised for being themselves, then when that character becomes too real, and then when real shit hit them, man, I thought he was gangster. Nigga was never gangster. Y'all niggas didn't. He came in not a gangster. Y'all clown him for being himself for real. Then a nigga thought he had to fucking be hood for y'all to even fucking like him. Then when hood shit happened because he lets alter ego control him, then all of a sudden he's getting clowned and being called corny for being something that he's not. And the reality is y'all the ones that's corny because he was being himself the whole time. And instead of just ignoring the nigga and say he's not for him, you own this nigga nuts to know him to be something that he's not. And then when he comes something that he's not, you on his nuts. Like, yo, he fire, he cool. I like that he did this. So, miss me with the bullshit. Because, nigga, I wasn't talking about no street shit back then. Yeah, I was to an extent. But not, like, so heavy on it like that. To the point that the only unique thing I did was compare the street life to fucking Darkstalkers. And if you ain't, and that's in this case is a fucking risk. If you ain't never played Darkstalkers, never seen the animated movie, never seen the cartoon show, over your heads. And niggas wanna act stupid like, it's because the song sucked. Niggas, because you didn't fucking get it. Let's stop that. You got old heads trying to have that little conversation. No, fuck them. Let me have a real conversation. You tell rappers to push their pens to fucking be better rappers, right? You tell them to study the greats. We study the fucking greats, implement that shit into our fucking art, and you sit there and say, nah, nigga. And you gotta look at it. It's what we like. I like complex lyricism. I like going back and figuring out double, triple entendres. That's the replay value. I want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Then when I try to do it, it's, oh man, you're trying too hard. Or you need to step your game up, AKA step down. You're a vibey rapper I smoke weed to. Step down. And think, okay, when I step down, then it's, oh, he's just another vibey rapper. So, what the fuck? I got beats that I really want to rap on. I got a beat that's on some Jamaican shit I want to rap on. There's a lot of beats. Trap. What's that shit called? Vapor trap type shit. I like that shit. Like, it don't fit your style. It don't fit your style. Ain't that the whole point? And don't be telling me that bullshit when I have songs that fit my sound and you tell me no. And you got retards saying, that shit don't fit when it does fit. It's like telling me that I get a fucking size 3 shirt and you telling me that shirt don't fit you when it does. Hell, what I'm doing is just fucking finding a shirt that is my size but with different designs on it. I'm just saying, my nigga. It gets annoying. It does. But I blame myself. And I blame my rap friend, Venomous, who does not care. He does not give a fuck. He does not care. He does not give 2 squirts of a fuck. He will send the most garbagey songs to an independent radio station, get ripped the fucking part in the comments, and be like, you know what? I don't care. It's my art. I do what I want. I used to think like that. I used to. Until niggas thought, he can rap for real. He has the potential. If he just rap on beat perfectly and pick these kind of beats, he's amazing. Yeah, but the unique shit that used to be me is gone. And then when I try to, and then the only little bit of uniqueness that's there is the problem. Fix that problem. What the fuck do I have left? Well, it's fire, but it's not me, nigga. I don't care how fire it is. It's not me. You want to come after industry rappers and industry plants and all that and rappers trying to, and all this other bullshit. You over telling niggas to fucking water down their sound to appeal to the masses? Then he got the gall to sit there and trash their mainstream rap albums, even though they've been fucking told pre-plannedly when they were underground by either independent radio stations, review shows, people online to water down their fucking sound so when they fucking go mainstream, it shouldn't even fucking be a shock. It can lie and say, it's called artist development. That's not artist development. That's not what that is. That's the case. Stop saying you want unique sounds. Just be real and just say, let me pick some underground rappers who got some potential and just push them to have a super clean mix and rap over and make songs that are easy to digest. We know you can rap, but he rap. We don't want you to do that. But then if that's the case, then why you got independent radio stations who got lyrical miracle fans in there talking about where's the punchlines and double entendres and metaphors and songs and lyrics that will make me just go, ugh. Then when I do that, I'm Dr. Seuss. I'm Cat in the Hat. Even though last time I checked, Dr. Seuss don't fucking write double entendres. Last time I checked, Dr. Seuss don't fucking write internal rhymes. So you sound retarded telling something like doing that. And there's sometimes I don't even rhyme a lot.
And even with that, that shit ass. If you don't rhyme your rhymes a lot, that makes the song garbage.
But if I do that, then I would have a risk of being called Dr. Seuss rap or ABC rap. But you know, man, it's like, you don't, it's like, make the shit make sense, nigga. It's like, you can't fucking win. That's why the only people, that's why I say only the real fuck with me. I can't sit there and waste my time trying to fucking, you know, figure out what people want to hear. That's stupid. That's ass backwards. What you should do is focus on your sound and let the fans come to you that fuck with your shit. Because you look stupid talking about, hey, what kind of music should I fucking make? And you know what Madrid is going to say? Make what you want to make. If you already making it, like, I like what you're doing. You don't need to fucking impress us. I fuck with your shit. Why are you trying to switch it up? And if you got a unique sound, why switch up? I see artists that got their own unique sound, and you got niggas want them to switch it up, not switch it up, and they want them to literally, like, okay, come to earth. Because you on a whole nother level right now. Come down to earth. Don't be like stay off your planet. Be on Earth with us. Nigga, look at Kendrick, man. I'm seeing what he's doing, bro. I want to be like this nigga. Since y'all compare me to him so much. But lyrically, I want to be this nigga. Lyrically. And then when I do it, it's you're doing too much. The fuck? Niggas just want me to just be just run-of-the-mill bars, run-of-the-mill flows, run-of-the-mill. But okay, if that's the case, don't ever fucking sit there and say there is no fan base for mid music. I mean, the real definition of mid. Not what y'all niggas say. You have a rapper that got their own unique sound there, but you still call a nigga mid. I'll just say that. I'm just saying, bro. Like, it's just stupid. But I'm done. I'm just doing my thing.